the 23rd and the 13th verse. And here's the unbelievable. Here's the impractical, the world says. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Now, did you know that the average preacher will not believe that? Did you know that the average principal in the school will not believe that? If thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. You know why? No Christian will beat a child till he maims him or cripples him or kills him. Love will always stop at the proper time. Love knows how far to go. And a child needs enough punishment to break his stubborn will and let him throw up the white flag and say, Daddy, you win. Daddy, I surrender. Oh, listen. Do you think I hate my daddy for using a razor strap on me? No. Do you think when my daddy came home one time and I was having such a good time? Man, I was having... Back in those days, we had to build our own baseball bat. We had to put strings and unravel old socks and make the ball. And we had to go down in the pasture and we had to go to the school and cut down the blood weeds and make a ball diamond. But, brother, that is back when we was raising Babe Ruth and Ty Cobbs. Huh? That's right. I mean, these sissies don't know how to do nothing. And I was out there behind the barn one day, and I had made me a torch. It was something. Now, it had been better at night, but my daddy wasn't gone at night. But I'd use it in the daytime. So I got me a piece of baling wire about that long. I got me a bunch of old rags, and I put on that and wound it up, and then I put it down in the kerosene oil, and I soaked. You talk about, listen, I soaked it up. Man, I thought, just in a minute. And so, directly, I got that out after it was well saturated. I took a knife and a match and I threw it. Pew! Boy, then I got that little hook on that thing and round and round and round I went. And I was right behind the barn. Shucks were everywhere. I went round and round and boy, I turned it loose. I stood there and looked at that going into the air. Oh, was I having the time? Nobody within a long ways of me. That is over at Dawson, I thought. Would you believe it? I heard the purr of a T-model. And so help me, that thing hung up in the air. Oh, it is way up there. I said, come on down. And you know, Brother, I heard that old T-model stop. Man, listen, you didn't have a door on the left, you know, just throw your leg over it and jump out of it. Boy, my daddy, he come through that barn so fast. He came through that little hall like he slowed down enough to pick up a piece of leather. Oh. Man, listen, he grabbed me by one hand. Now, you talk about fireworks, we had them. Oh, brother. If ever I've been whipped. I mean, he said, what do you mean? You could burn this barn down. Well, I hadn't thought about that. But, do you think I hate him for it today? No. You think I pounded and you think that, I'm sure he bruised me. Hell. I mean, I just wasn't tough enough to take that without being bruised. I was a young man. But he whipped me. You think I fell out with him? You think I run to the authorities and said, I'm following you? Huh? I'll get me a lawyer. I'll run away. That's what... Oh, no. Brother, I went on to the supper because I wanted to stand up while I ate, but I mean... Listen, you little old sissy dads, you make your children mind you. They'll respect you and weep over you when you die. So that was a good daddy. That's right. Oh, listen, I got some old-fashioned men here. I really have. I got some fellas that They love their children. I tell you, I believe we have the greatest parents we've ever had right now. I mean, they love their children. And they're going to demand obedience. And they're going to bring their children up right. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Now, verse 14. Oh, judge, your honor, why don't you read this sometime? Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Every head bowed. Sing my mother's favorite song, Sweet Hour of Prayer, that calls me from a world of care. Tonight I'd like to renew my vow to Jesus and rededicate my life to Him, to preach, to live. I confess that the last nearly 8 years has taken something out of this preacher that needs to be put back in him. And I ask him tonight to pray. I didn't understand how I could leave my mother on Monday morning manicuring her fingernails at an old-fashioned rug board at the West Porch. It's maybe cold, the wind is blowing. Dirty clothes are stacked high. And yet she's singing, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Came back late in the evening. And she said, Sonny boy, you're going to get the clothes off the line for Mother? And I said, yes, ma'am. She was singing, Maybe What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I guess I was too little to know what she had in her heart. Dropped a lot of tears in the water, praying that God would give her a preacher boy. Melvin said, I'll be a certified public accountant. Edel said, I'll be a farmer and a rancher. Lester said, I don't know what I'm going to be. Don't much care. And was a sort of heartache and a source of heartache to Mother and Dad and disappointment. But God made a note of a mother that prayed, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and sent me away to become a preacher. Let's sing one stanza. Mothers and dads, if you're here tonight, you've grown careless or mechanical or superficial or synthetic, sort of plastic, why don't you come? Kneel around these young people or fall on your knees wherever you can and say, Lord, I want to renew my vow to Jesus. Why are we saying Sweet Hour of Prayer? Sweet Hour of Prayer, a sweet hour of that calls me from this old world of care, and bids me at my fault make all my wants yes. In seasons of distress, my soul has often found sweet relief and oft escaped. Lord, by thy return, you may be seated.